If you're like most Americans, you recognize the Star Spangled Banner by the second or third note, just like that. But you probably didn't recognize that the first note was F, or that the song was in the key of B-flat major. Yet, some people with a rare ability called absolute pitch can do just that, as readily as you recognize the Star Spangled Banner. This is Alyssa Poe, reporting for Science Notes. Scientists think absolute pitch involves both prenatal genetic factors and early music training. Researchers at the University of California, San Francisco, are trying to pinpoint the gene or genes that might be associated with absolute pitch. I asked geneticist Dr. Jane Gitcher to define this trait.
Absolute pitch is generally defined as the ability to either name the pitch of a tone or to produce a tone of a certain pitch without a reference tone. In our study, we employ only part of that definition. We define it as the ability to identify the pitch of a tone without any reference tone.
To locate the gene or genes associated with absolute pitch, Dr. Gitcher and her graduate student, Beth Teusch, are recruiting people with this trait, particularly siblings, into their study on absolute pitch. The study includes an online test to determine if you have this trait. If you're feeling brave, you click a button to start the test. A miniature keyboard pops up on the screen, and you hear a different note every 3 seconds. You need to identify each one immediately by clicking on the correct key on the keyboard. In this case, the notes would be B-flat, G, and F. After you've been through a total of 80 notes, if your score exceeds a certain threshold, then you have absolute pitch. But can a person learn this ability?
We think that absolute pitch is almost innate, that subjects say that they've had it since as long as they can remember, and that it's effortless. They don't do any mental calculations to determine the pitch of a tone.
Gitcher's student, Beth Teusch, spoke a little more about this.
Of the thousands of people who have come into our study, very few have reported learning absolute pitch later in life as adults using a super course. And of those who did, perhaps it isn't as effortless as it comes to someone who innately has that ability.
I also wonder what the world sounds like to a person with absolute pitch.
So, of course, neither Beth nor I have any idea what the world sounds like to a person who has absolute pitch, because neither of us have absolute pitch. People with absolute pitch might have a greater appreciation of sound than someone without absolute pitch, but I don't know that for sure. And it's very hard to ask someone with absolute pitch that same question, because they've never not had it. It's just part of their existence, part of the way they perceive the world. The closest analogy with pitch naming ability is color naming ability, which most of us have. And so when we look at something with a variety of colors, we can enjoy the colors and we can also name them, but we don't know if we would enjoy seeing the variety of colors as much if we couldn't name them. I just don't know.
Gitcher and Teusch have received numerous anecdotes from participants in their absolute pitch study. I asked if they had any favorites among these.
Well, I remember one young woman telling me that she used her abilities in the produce section of the supermarket. She would test watermelons by rapping on them with her knuckles, and if it was a certain note, I think it was G, then she knew it was ripe and she would buy it. I also remember this woman who had absolute pitch saying that she married a man who also had absolute pitch, thinking that their children would definitely have it, and she was so disappointed when her son didn't turn out having the ability. And so this illustrates that the inheritance pattern is definitely more complex than people may think.
So there's another gentleman who has absolute pitch, as does his brother. They're both part of our study. He had identical twin daughters. He's absolutely convinced that absolute pitch is genetic because he spent hours and hours trying to train his daughters to name notes with no success whatsoever. So he just felt it had to be genetic because they had gotten every possible bit of training that they could have and just couldn't do it.
Well, we've learned something about the phenomenon of absolute pitch. And one day we might actually understand its scientific basis. Meanwhile, you don't need absolute pitch to recognize that this is not the US Marine Band. It's Jimi Hendrix. However, without absolute pitch, you probably can't tell that he's playing in E-flat major. For science notes, I'm Melissa Poe.